Men's Huddle is presented by Houston Community College. Start here, go anywhere. By M&G Bank, the A Bank. And by Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off today for a chance to win big. Now, here's your host, Patty Smith.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Texans Huddle, our first one of the regular season. Joining me, as always, the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. Are you ready?
I am so ready, Patty. Let's get this thing started, please. I'm not going to say camp has been long, but it feels like, you know, I'm watching the Godfather trilogy every day. I mean, come on. We've been at this thing for weeks. Let's play some games.
Well, before we get to you're always ready. Before we get to the talk of the games and the Kansas City Chiefs, of course, the week one matchup, let's talk about what's been going on here this last week. A lot of it we were able to see firsthand on Hard Knocks. Yeah. That was the cuts.
Well, absolutely, Patty. And I think everyone got a glimpse of what it's like for these young players. Charles James was a big training camp star, thanks in part to Hard Knocks and some of the other guys who were let go. Many of them ended up on practice squads either here or with other teams. A painful moment for the Texans was Tom Savage getting hurt in the Cowboy game, so he had to go to IR. That meant they had to bring in another quarterback, at least on the practice squad, and that would be young Zach Dysart, formerly with the Broncos. He was picked up by the Bears a couple of weeks ago. Now he's with the Texans, but they had to get extra arm insurance in case something would happen to Brian Hoyer or Ryan Mallett. And Chris Clark was picked up last week in a trade with the Denver Broncos, left tackle. They needed a swing tackle to help fortify the offensive line.
Of course, Charles James picked up by Baltimore. Yeah. Courtney Brown, another one that people were, you know, a little bit on the fence if he's going to make the team. Not. He was also picked up. But any sort of surprises of guys that got cut or surprises on the other side of guys that did make the team?
Well, I'll give you a happy surprise of a guy who did make the team, and that would be one Keyshawn Martin, wide receiver, very competitive group, of course. And in the offseason, the Texans brought in two free agents in Nate Washington and Cecil Shorts. They also drafted Keith Mumphrey out of Michigan State, and they drafted Jalen Strong out of Arizona State. But Keyshawn Martin, the alarm went off. The guy really upped his game, and he did whatever it took to make this roster. I thought he was a long shot going into camp, but he made it, and good for Keyshawn.
Now, what do you think, based on Keyshawn Martin did a lot of returns last year? We don't really know who kind of has emerged in that role.
Do you have anything
you can kind of enlighten
us on? You know what? I think you're going to see, this is my hunch, you're going to see Quinton Demps returning kickoffs. Now, here's another guy they picked up recently who was just available. He's been here before. He's been with the Giants. Romeo Crennel loves his experience in the defensive backfield. Plus, he can return kickoffs for you. I think it'll be him returning kickoffs. And, of course, Keyshawn Martin has the capability of returning punts, but they've got some other options there as well, including Keith Mumphrey.
Well, a lot of moves have been made, and, you know, it's interesting because we get attached to some of these guys, and we don't want to see them go, but it is nice to see them find success in other places. But the players get attached to them as well, but they all also know it's just part of the business.
That's the way the league operates, I think. The more and more you've been around this league, you tend to see, you know, stranger things happen. And, you know, you got to put the business side aside because at the end of the day, some of the guys that, you know, were showing the door are still your friends outside of football, so you can't get caught up in it that way. But I think anytime you have competition at positions to where you lose good guys, you know, guys that are capable of making other teams, I think it, overall it helps your team out.
It's part of the business, you know what I mean? You know, my fifth year in the league, it always happens. It's just part of the business. You wish everybody the best of luck. And you want to see everybody go somewhere else or stay here and just strive and be the best they can be. So I think we got a good group here. They did a good job of getting a solid group, very versatile, and excited to see what we can do.
All right, Mark, let's talk a little bit of injury. You touched on Tom Savage a little bit, but Arian Foster, we've got some updates on him as well as Dwayne Brown.
Arian Foster, he'll be ready to play? I don't know, Patty, because he's
sooner,
really not
maybe rather than later?
Yeah, Bill O'Brien said, compared to what was originally the prognosis, he should be ahead of schedule, whatever that means. I'm thinking 4 to 6 weeks, something like that, but we'll find out soon enough. You know this attack is going to be a whole lot better with him than without him. And also some other things to be concerned with. Xavier Suafilo's got an injury, probably won't go on Sunday. That's too bad because he provides depth on the offensive line and really, if he's doing everything he can do, health-wise, he should be a starter at left guard there. Then you look at Dwayne Brown with the hand injury, Patty.
Yeah, and we had a chance to catch up with Dwayne. He said he's ready to go.
I'll get the job done. You know, I wouldn't go out there if I couldn't get the job done. So that's the bottom line.
So, Mark, before we take our first time out here on the show, just your thoughts on Hard Knocks. It wrapped up this week, and boy, was it enjoyable.
I loved it, Patty. You know, I wasn't sure if I was going to like it. It was very weird working in this building watching the show on national television, coming in the next day and being in the same hallways you see on HBO, it's just kind of strange. But it was great for the fans to see stuff happening in Bill O'Brien's office, Rick Smith's office, all the meeting room stuff, Bill O'Brien on the practice field. I thought it was a tremendous inside look at the program.
Yeah, well, we definitely got inside, up close, and personal with head coach Bill O'Brien, and he maybe didn't like
it. So disappointed that they're no longer here.
What's it like, first day without Hard Knocks cameras in the building?
Probably in my 45 years, probably one of the best days of my life. Next to the birth of my children and my wedding, I guess. No offense to Hard Knocks, though.
Come on, you know you loved it.
Yeah.